right now on VFN TV. It's the 100th year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. Absolutely amazing. We're also going to be talking about President Trump as him and the First Lady Melania Trump visit the Air Force Base, Yokota Air Base in Japan, where he gives an amazing speech to our soldiers, as well as a soldier's story. Travis, you're not going to want to miss this. Listen, freedom is not free. There is a price to pay, and you're going to see that price today on this program, starting right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
We invite all Americans to join us as we continue to pray for those who have lost family members and friends, and for those who are suffering from this great crisis. We're going to be signing a day of prayer.
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that in a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for His grace and His mercy over those who are affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans. And I thank you for issuing this proclamation.
Thank you.
It's been called the most evangelical cabinet in history. Men and women who don't mince words when it comes to where they stand on God and the Bible.
Has this been done before in a cabinet formally?
I don't think there's been a cabinet Bible study in America in at least 100 years.
The seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. I mean, God wants to bring down the evildoer, but we have to begin to cry out and turn our hearts to Him.
You know, the last day's language of the Holy Spirit is dreams. He said, well, it was just a dream. What do you mean, just a dream? Who knows what angels had to fight through to break into your world? To give you their thoughts and you just say, it's just a dream. I think the church needs to stop saying, it's just a dream.
If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolaszewski. Well, listen, we've been talking about how 2017 is the year of breakthrough. That was the prophetic word as we entered into 2017. And I've seen, and you've seen, so much breakthrough happening all across this country and our nation. It started with the election of President Trump. If you remember, we were all praying and believing, dear God, you know, we need America to be restored again, and we need to change the trajectory that's country's been on in the previous 8 years. And the election of President Trump, I believe, is just mercy. And we've seen a lot of breakthroughs happening in this nation. But we've also been seeing it in the business area. We've seen it with churches and ministries. We've seen it with so many individuals. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And you think about it, 2017 has been an amazing year. You had a 50-year anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem, as well as the Jubilee, a 500-year anniversary of the Reformation, just, you know, we're here, as well as the 100th-year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. Listen, well, you know, Christians United for Israel just released an amazing article that basically shares that since, you know, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, the Jews have been second-class citizens, foreigners, really, in their own land. And it wasn't until 1917 that, you know, the British were fighting the Ottoman Empire, and they were looking at this whole Palestine area, and the Jews were saying, hey, listen, you know, do something with this land. We want a sovereign nation. And it was the signing of the Balfour Declaration. It was Arthur Balfour, I believe, and Lord George, which is the Prime Minister of Britain, and they came together and they drafted this letter. And this was the beginning of the breakthrough, the reestablishment of Israel as a sovereign state. This happened 100 years ago. And think about it. We didn't know what was going to happen. You know, it was a barren land during this time. And the Jews came in, they settled it, and Israel has been a tremendous blessing, if you look back over the last 100 years, to the nations of the world. But I want you to watch this historic update as you get to see what this really is all about. Watch this.
At the beginning of the 20th century, Jews living in the land that had once been known as Israel had been dominated by foreign occupiers for nearly 2,000 years, but they never gave up hope of being free. As Britain fought the Ottoman Empire in the midst of World War I, shifting alliances in the Middle East and the prospect of ending Ottoman dominance in the region prompted Jewish leaders to seek support for the Zionist movement from Britain's government. On November 2, 1917, British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour wrote a letter to the Jewish community declaring, "His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object." 100 years ago, the Balfour Declaration was the first official step toward establishing the modern state of Israel in the ancient homeland of the Jewish people.
Absolutely amazing. 100 years. Listen, we want to encourage you to continue to stand with Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for revival in Israel. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to go straight to Japan. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, is on a 5-country Asian tour. First nation is Japan. Then he's going to visit South Korea. He's going to go to China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. This is about, you know, strengthening our relationship with our allies, making sure that we have a military strategic plan in place, especially with the threats of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un, who has nuclear weapons, as well as this is an economic trip. You know, one thing I've noticed about President Trump, when he went to Saudi Arabia, he brought contracts with him. He was cutting deals, and Saudi Arabia is buying again from the United States, and they're, you know, purchasing defense weapons to defend their nation. Well, the same thing is happening in Japan, and it's so encouraging because for the first time in a long time, you have a president that's saying it's time for our allies to share the cost in their own defense. Remember, this is what he told some of these NATO countries, that America was no longer going to foot the bill. And so you're seeing the United States being respected again on the global stage, and it's so refreshing. But we're going to go to Yokota Air Base, where President Trump gives an amazing speech to our fellow servicemen and women. Many people, you know, during the campaign, is one of the things that Donald Trump was running on, the strong military and supporting our veterans. And you can see the love and the admiration that many of these soldiers have for their commander in chief. Listen, America is being strengthened, and it's going to be great. Again, you're seeing this on so many levels of breakthrough. In fact, we're going to go to a break, and when we get back from this break, we're going to bring you President Trump at the Yokota Air Base. Join us in a few.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. It's We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me in the studio is Steve Kolesheski. Steve, was that amazing?
Yes. I love seeing, like, when you see the backstory of how Israel came to be and just the miracle, like you're saying, you know, the modern miracle of Israel is just the Balfour Declaration. It's exciting.
Country smaller than the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Completely surrounded by her enemies, mm-hmm. and still continuing to bless the nations of the world in medicine and technology and finances. You know, they say that Palo Alto, California is, you know, the startup place for all technology. Mm-hmm. Well, the only other place besides California where all Facebook and Google and all mm-hmm. these is Israel.
Yeah.
In fact, they have a name for Israel. It's called Startup Nation.
The Startup Nation.
So, you know, yeah. still blessing the nations of the world. But, you know, we want to go straight to Japan because mm-hmm. the president's on his, you know,
his Asian tour. His five-country Asian
in the
tour.
Pacific.
It's
How
exciting.
Awesome is that?
Yeah.
You know, the president already has sent to Korea the Vice President Mike Pence. He sent General Mattis. This is the first time the United States president is going to South Korea in 25 yeah. years. And right now he's in Japan and he's speaking with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's mm-hmm. one of the first leaders to actually arrive to the United States in New York to greet President-elect,
yeah.
which was, it was a little dust-up because this was outside of protocol, but it happened.
But
you know?
The world is recognizing that the leadership, and there's a shift.
Well, times
changing,
have changed.
Absolutely, and they want to be on the right side of history.
Listen, we want to bring to you today
yeah.
and throughout the coming days all the things that are happening in our nation, and particularly with our president. It's just not getting out, but you're hearing it right here on VFN TV, and we want you to be encouraged. Many, many have prayed for our nation. We've prayed for the leadership of our nation, and God has answered our prayers, and you want to be encouraged. Mm-hmm. You know, he's out there. He's, you know, making deals. It's the 9 months of leadership, Steve. 9 months, the economy and the stock market has broken, mm-hmm. you know, new record highs, 61 times.
Yeah.
And the president's doing a great job. You know, he is the pro-life president. Mm-hmm. He is pro-American president, pro-Christian, pro-ministers,
pro-Israel.
There's a lot of yes. pros here, okay? Well, and he's pro-military.
Yeah.
And so many veterans that, you know, I've spoken mm-hmm. to. Steve, you're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how encouraging is it to hear from the commander-in-chief and the way that he talks about our military and our servicemen and women?
Well, it's just invigorating. It's just plain invigorating. It just gives you, to me, it's hope. You know, like you're talking about people, we've been praying, and so often we don't connect the dots. It's just like, wow, this is an answer to my prayer. And now that you see these things, and it's just unequivocal answer, and it's just, hope, and it just really allows you to take that deep breath of excitement.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to join the president at Yokota Air Base in Japan as the commander in chief addresses the troops that are stationed there. Watch this.
Okay, everybody, Mr. President, sir, I will tell you that you look great in that suit, but there's something missing. Could I please ask the wing commander of the biggest, baddest, meanest C-130 wing in the Air Force, Colonel Bull Moss, to come out here?
Should I put it on? I like this better. You can have my jacket, just. Right? Thank you, honey. Thank you. Oh, boy, that's something. This is a great group of people. Thank you very much, and General Martinez, everybody, for your devoted leadership of our brave troops right here in Japan. And especially, thank you, especially, to all of the incredible service members. We're really here today, and we're going to have a good time. And we're going to celebrate your achievements. So I'll issue one of your favorite commands. Are you ready? At ease. At ease. Just sit there. Now have a good time. Just have a good time. Melania and I also want to extend a special thanks to Ambassador Bill Hagerty, who's doing an outstanding job. He's an outstanding person. I know him very well. Believe me, you got one of the great ones. He's leading our American embassy in Tokyo. I'm honored to be here today in this beautiful country, home of the extraordinary people of Japan. Japan is a treasured partner and crucial ally of the United States. And today we thank them for welcoming us and for decades of wonderful friendship between our two nations. Americans have deep respect and admiration for the people of Japan, their amazing culture, their strong spirit, and their very proud history. So on behalf of the United States of America, I send the warmest wishes of the American people to the citizens of this remarkable country. Now I know how you guys feel. This is pretty good. Our travels across Asia will take us to many historic places, to see many wonderful sights, and to speak before many audiences. But there is no single place I'd rather begin my trip than right here with all of you, the incredible men and women of the United States military and your amazing partners, the Japanese Self-Defense Forces. Thank you for being here. Thank you. To everyone here today who serves your country in uniform, thank you, thank you, thank you. We salute you. What's your rank? We're going to raise it. We salute you, we honor you, and we stand proudly with the men and women who defend us and our way of life. Nations are built from the courage, love, and sacrifice of patriots just like you. Each of you inherits the proud legacy of generations of warriors that have walked these very grounds for more than seven decades. From Yokota's runways, American pilots took to the air and drove back the invaders during the Korean War. tremendous courage, tremendous bravery. From here, they enforced a precious peace during a long and bitter Cold War. And in the aftermath of the devastating 2011 tsunami, this base served as the launching point for Operation Tomodachi, largest humanitarian relief effort in American history, which saved the lives of thousands and thousands of great Japanese citizens. Like those who came before you, you always rise to the occasion, and you never, ever let your country down. General Martinez, General Shirati, General Pascaret, Rear Admiral Fenton, Brigadier General Winkler, Colonel Moss, and Chief Master Sergeant Green, you lead the forces under your command with exceptional skill and devotion, and America is tremendously grateful to you. We're also very fortunate to stand alongside such strong and capable allies. General Mahira, General Asai, General Imaki, and General Ando, thank you for your leadership and service. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. On behalf of the American people, I want each and every one of you, both American and Japanese, to know that your service and commitment helps keep us all safe, strong, and free. I also want to express our gratitude to the family members and loved ones who sacrificed so much to make your service possible. They are absolutely incredible people, and it's not easy. America is profoundly grateful for all you do. And we are back home starting to do, I will tell you, and you're reading and you're seeing really, really well. The stock market is at an all-time high. Unemployment back in the United States is at a 17-year low. Almost 2 million jobs have been added since a very, very special day. It's called Election Day, November 8th. 2 million jobs. Oh. It's a lot of jobs. And we've dealt ISIS one brutal defeat after another, and it's about time. It's truly inspiring to see American airmen and Marines and I have a great Marine here, General Kelly, 4-star. Did anyone ever hear of General Kelly? Where's General Kelly? He is something. Now he's Chief of Staff. But he does like those 4 stars, I want to tell you that. But American airmen and the Marines and Japanese self-defense forces, they're standing here with us today, side by side, confident, committed, and more capable than ever. You instill confidence in the hearts of our allies, and you strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. It's the way it should be, isn't it? Our alliance is a testament to the transformative power of freedom. Today, nations that once waged war now stand together as friends and partners in pursuit of a much better world. And we're getting there. We're getting there faster than you think. With your presence here today, shoulder to shoulder, you put hope into every soul that yearns for peace. All of you have made Yokota one of the most capable operational bases in Japan and actually anywhere in the world. For over a decade, This incredible place has been home not only to American service members, but also to the Air Defense Command of the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force. Today, this base serves as a critical center for coordination for American and Japanese commanders to plan their missions. For almost 60 years, the military alliance we see on this base has endured a cornerstone of sovereignty, security, and prosperity for our nations, this region, and indeed the entire world. Today, we pay tribute to that legacy, a legacy you protect and grow each and every day. We dominate the sky. We dominate the sea. We dominate the land and space. Not merely because we have the best equipment, which we do. And by the way, a lot of it's coming in. You saw that budget. That's a lot different than in the past. A lot of beautiful, brand new equipment is coming in. And nobody makes it like they make it in the United States. Nobody. Got a lot of stuff coming. Use it well. But because we have, more important than equipment, we have the best people. Each of you embodies the warrior creed. Your devotion, prowess, and expertise make you the most fearsome fighting force in the history of our world. Together with our allies, America's warriors are prepared to defend our nation using the full range of our unmatched capabilities. No one, no dictator, no regime, and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it? It was not pleasant. We will never yield, never waver, and never falter in defense of our people, our freedom, and our great American flag. That flag stands for the values of our republic, the history of our people, the sacrifice of our heroes, and our loyalty to the nation we love. As long as I am president, the service men and women who defend our nation will have the equipment, the resources, and the funding they need to secure our homeland, to respond to our enemies quickly and decisively, and when necessary, to fight, to overpower, and to always, always, always win. Right? This is the heritage of the American Armed Forces, the greatest force for peace and justice the world has ever known. Free nations must be strong nations, and we welcome it when our allies from Europe to Asia renew their commitment to peace through strength. We seek peace and stability for the nations of the world, including those right here in this region. And it's a great region. As Americans celebrate Veterans Day this month, we honor all who have sacrificed to make peace and stability possible. We pay tribute to every proud American who has worn the uniform and served our country. Today, many nations of the Indo-Pacific are thriving because of the sacrifices made by American service members and our allies, and because of the sacrifices all of you continue to make each and every day. Here in Japan, we have seen the amazing things that are possible when a people are free and independent. Over the course of a single lifetime, the Japanese people have built one of the most successful societies and nations in the world. Over the next 10 days, we travel to South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. We will seek new opportunities for cooperation and commerce, and we will partner with friends and allies to pursue a free and open Indo-Pacific region. We will seek free, fair, and reciprocal trade. But this future is only within our grasp because of you. You make it possible for peace-loving nations to thrive and for peace-loving people to prosper. You are the reason the great American flag will proudly stand behind me wherever I go. And every time I look at that flag, I will think of brave men and women like you. And I will think of all of the American patriots down through the generations who poured out their blood, sweat, tears, hopes, and dreams to defend our country. When you follow your citizens and people across the Indo-Pacific region, see the flags of free and sovereign states like the United States and Japan displayed during our diplomatic meetings over the next 10 days. Be proud of your nation, be proud of your service, and be proud of the security you provide that makes it all possible. Like your predecessors, you, our brave warriors, are the last bulwark against threats to the dreams of people in America and Japan and all across the world. You are the greatest hope for people who desire to live in freedom and harmony, and you are the greatest threat to tyrants and dictators who seek to prey on the innocent. History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace. We cherish our cultures, we embrace our values, and we always fight for what we believe in. Because of you, the people of America, the people of Japan, and the freedom-loving people everywhere are able to fulfill their destinies and follow their dreams. And we are grateful for your families, for their sacrifice and support that allows our brave men and women to serve. We also appreciate the sacrifice of dedicated civilians who keep this base going and take care of our military and their precious loved ones. We are eternally grateful for your service and for your sacrifice, and we are forever in your debt. I am so proud to be here with you today. We face many challenges and many opportunities, and we will face all of them together as a team. And if we do, I am certain that the future for America, for Japan, and for our cherished allies has never, ever looked brighter. Because of patriots like you, freedom will prevail. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the armed forces, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
We are so grateful for our military and all of the, you know, men and women that serve in our military, Steve, that protect us and keep America safe, but the nations of the world safe. If America's military, think about it, goes down, what happens to the rest of the world? So many nations are depending upon us, and I'm so grateful for this president, this commander-in-chief, and all of those who have served and continue to serve. When we get back from this break, we're going to bring you a soldier story named Travis. Listen, we're coming up on Veterans Day. So important that we understand that freedom is not free and that there's a price to pay. And you're going to see this price firsthand. And I think you're going to walk away with such high respect and such honor for those who have served this great nation. But before we go to break, I want to talk to you about this special offer. It's called Holy Tension. For your gift of any amount, we want to send this to you. We have more in the special offer.
Offer 2042, Holy Tension in God's Family, When It's God's Doing. There comes a time when a loving father must deal with a member of his family that is bringing harm to the family or themselves. It is a difficult season for the family, one the father deeply wishes he'd never have to go through, but one that is necessary if he's going to protect his family. These are moments of great tension for a family, but moments that are required to assure its survival. This also happens in God's family as our Father. It is important to recognize these moments and carefully walk through them, as it could cost anyone in the family major consequences for not understanding when our loving Father God is dealing with his family, a family that he loves, and it is not okay for us to throw our own opinions, judgments, or criticism. He especially is not okay with us changing his plans. In this message, you'll see a time when God, as a father, had to deal with his family, which was deeply divided and in great sin. The way God does and sees things will flip how most of us see and do things in this life. You'll discover or rediscover the fear of the Lord and how he is in full charge of all matters. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. Become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's Offer 2042, Holy Tension, in God's Family, When It's God's Doing.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Does a federal employee have the right to read the Bible during their free time in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for the NWR Boys and Girls Club of America, and I work in the military base there. And they don't have somebody to work their front desk, and I've been filling in for them. And they told me that I just sit there, say hi to the parents, and answer the phones. And I'm allowed to bring music, or I'm allowed to bring a book or something. And I had my electronic Bible sitting there on the desk, and one of the military men told me that someone had gotten fired for that before, and I better be careful. Is what I'm doing against the law?
It's not against the law at all. And I'll get some of our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice and our legal staff to talk to you. The Bible's not a banned book on a military base. That's a really big overreaction on the issue, and they're clearly not giving you the law correctly. You have the right to have your Bible there during free time without any problem.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
James from Columbus, Ohio, he's a speaker and life coach, has asked for me to talk on the subject worthy. Hi, my name is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I think all of us want to feel worthy, but I think a lot of times we don't. So let me just say in my own life, what it means is very simple. When I feel worthy, it's not because I've been given a title or a position or that I deserve something. I feel worthy because I've earned something. I've done my best. I've given it my greatest shot. I've given tremendous effort. And it has been recognized, and because of that, perhaps I've been rewarded. But I've been rewarded because I have done my best. So when somebody says, do you feel worthy? I think they're really asking, have you put forth the effort? Have you intentionally given it your best shot so that you can with integrity say, yes, I feel worthy because I have done my very best.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV.
with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and joining me is Steve Kolaszewski. Listen, we want to take you to a soldier's story. Travis, how many times has this happened? And so many of us don't even know. We go to our jobs, we go to school, we go to work, but we don't know that there's somebody in a uniform, right, who is defending us, who is protecting us, who've left their home, their comfort, to be able to stand watch. I know you have done that, Steve, as a, I can't say former Marine, right, but you've served two tours of duty for us in Iraq, right?
Correct.
Amazing.
I think it's so important because many times we said on this program, many people are removed from that reality of, like you were saying at the beginning of the program, that freedom is not free. There's a cost to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, out of sight, out of mind, if you don't know what goes into to providing that freedom, you don't have an awareness of the cost.
It's a huge disconnect, right?
Huge. And less than 1% of the American population serves and has served. You look at all of our veterans and all those who are serving, and it's just,
What's the number again? Less than?
Less than 1% reportedly has served in our forces.
Wow.
And it's just like, we have to just recognize the fact that, yes, we have a nation of 300 million people, but it's just like, there are others that do not think in accordance with the values of America, and that they would love to come across our borders, but it's because of those armed forces and those that serve willingly, they defend our nation.
That's amazing. Listen, we want you to watch Travis's story so you can get a deeper perspective of what happens when, you know, you pay the price for freedom. Watch this.
My job was the military. I loved it, you know, working with soldiers every day and doing my job was like the greatest for me. Coming home to my wife and kid was the best, you know, and I had a really good life mapped out. I was really doing well. Well, people call me a hero, but I'm not sure what part of it makes me a hero. I just had a normal day at work that turned ugly. About 6 seconds, I guess, later, and I woke up. My medic came running up at me.
I need more people over here to put on tourniquets!
In about 20 seconds, he had tourniquets on both legs and both arms. And I guess the last thing I said to my baby girl, am I ever gonna see her again? You know, when I was out. I'm getting teared up a little, sorry.
And I was really worried about what life was gonna be like afterwards, you know, like with all this.
Out of here in 10 months, kept saying, why? You know, what's your big rush? I said, hey, Doc, look behind you. I had pictures of me and my wife and my daughter. I have a family. Like, I live in a hospital bed. Get me out of here. My goal was to let them know I keep working, I keep going hard. If I give up, I'm giving up on my family. Challenge you can't overcome.
absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Travis's story, quadruple amputee. Mm-hmm. How many survived that?
What they're saying is five have survived.
Five?
Five people have survived that injury.
Yeah. And quadruple amputee means
all
that
four.
All four limbs
right.
they've lost mm-hmm. or severed in some way. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely amazing. I know that you've served. I know that you, mm-hmm. you know, have some friends, some mm-hmm. fellow brothers that have suffered in the same way to a certain extent.
Not to the same way in regards to being a quadruple amputee, but have suffered injuries as well. And, you know, when I see that and I see Travis sharing his story, to me, it's just like it gives me so much hope. It gives me so much encouragement because so many people get knocked down in such a difficult way and they give up. They have so much despair. They don't know what to do. And to see him now continuing his life, reaching out, encouraging other amputees that they're going through similar difficulties. And it's just a lot of people don't know that when you choose to, you know, sign your line to that quote unquote dotted line or sign your name to that dotted line and you serve, you understand the full cost that when I go outside of friendly lines, that could happen to me. Yeah. Every single day you are fully aware that this could be my day and I'm fully accepting that cost.
It's amazing. We have so many brave men yeah. and women that serve in our nation's military. And we want to challenge you today. If you know a veteran, you know, just text them, call them, pick up the phone and say thank you. It's probably the best thing that you could ever tell them. Mm-hmm. You know, make a concentrated effort to stop someone that you know that served in the military, shake their hand and tell them we appreciate you. You know, I used to do that with when my sons yeah. were small, we would see someone and we'd just run up to them and shake their hand because you got to give
yeah.
children and people around you perspective.
Yeah.
Because I'm grateful, you know, right. I'm grateful for your service. I'm grateful for so many.
I think what's also important for that too, and especially for our nation, don't just wait for Veterans Day. You know, you don't wait for Valentine's Day to tell to someone that you love them. You tell them every day. It's right. like when you see a veteran, don't just wait until that one day. We want to just express our honor and our respect for them because freedom doesn't come just on Veterans Day. They provide freedom 365 days a year and we want to be able to express our thanks to them. Every day.
Amazing. Well, listen, we want to go straight to a banquet that President Trump and the First Lady were able to have in Japan with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mm. And you're going to hear President Trump really just talk about how this relationship got connected. I mean, they really share a unique friendship as world leaders. And now more than ever with what's happening in North Korea, they are really strengthening these bonds, and they're uniting in a way that's really been unprecedented. In fact, watch this.
We have to spend more time together because I have enjoyed every minute of it, even though he's a very, very tough negotiator. And Melania, a real friend of yours now, is Mrs. Abe, and I know you enjoyed it with me. You enjoyed it in Florida, and you enjoyed it here, and maybe even more so. But I want to thank you for the royal welcome. And it was really a very much a working holiday, even on the golf course. So we can call it a couple of days off, but it wasn't. It was full work. Even as we played golf, all we did was talk about different things. We better not go into it. But I have to tell you, we did, and we made a lot of progress on a lot of fronts. I do want to congratulate Mr. Aoki. He was one of the great putters, probably still is. They say you never lose your putting. When you're a great putter, you never lose your putting. But I remember a specific tournament, believe it or not, because it was one of the best I ever saw. It was the greatest putting display that I ever saw. It was you and Jack Nicklaus. Was that the U.S. Open? U.S. Open, and you would get up and sink a 30-footer. He'd get up and sink a 25-footer. And this went on for the whole back nine. And then ultimately, Jack won by one stroke. But that was one of the greatest putting displays anybody has ever seen and there ever was. And I even know your putting stroke, very flat. And I spoke yesterday with the great Matsuyama, who's doing great, right? He's going to be a big star, and he's going to be great. I don't even know if he's with us tonight. I don't think he's with us tonight. But he does want to get together in New York, and we're going to get together. And even though I want to have a great interpreter, but he's rapidly learning the language. But I will tell you that it's an honor to be with you, because everyone in the world of golf talks about that one great afternoon, just putt after putt, and it was really great. So congratulations. So my relationship with Shinzo got off to quite a rocky start, because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries. So I was now president-elect, but I didn't know you were supposed to not see world leaders until after you were in office, which was January 20th. So you were just not supposed to, because it was considered bad form. It was not a nice thing to do, and I understand that from the standpoint of the president whose place you were taking. So you can only take so many calls from world leaders. Japan, you take. And some others. We took Germany. We took Russia. We took China. We took your prime minister. So it's November, and he said to me, congratulations on your victory. It was a great victory. I would like to see you. I would like to see you as soon as possible. And I said, anytime you want, just come on in. Don't worry about it. But I was referring to after January 20th. So I said, don't worry about it. Anytime you want, I look forward to seeing you. Just give us a call, no problem, anytime you want. And all of a sudden, I get a call from, actually, Japan Press. And they said that our prime minister is going to New York to meet with the president-elect. So the press is going crazy because the prime minister of Japan is coming to see me. I think it's absolutely fine, but I didn't really mean now. I meant sometime in February, March, or April, meaning you have a very aggressive, very, very aggressive, strong, tough prime minister. That's a good thing, by the way, not a bad thing. So then the New York media started calling me, and I was getting all sorts of signals from Hope and Sarah in a different position, and everybody. And they're going crazy. They're saying, you cannot see him. It's so inappropriate. It looks bad. I said, what's wrong? They said, it's a bad thing to see him. You have to wait till after, in all fairness, Barack Obama leaves office. And I said, what do I do? And they said, let's call. So I called him, and he wasn't there. He was on the airplane flying to New York. And I said, you know what? There's no way he's going to land and I'm not seeing him. So I saw him, and it worked out just fine. Do you agree with that? And he actually brought me the most beautiful golf club I've ever seen. It was a driver that's totally gold, right? It's gold. And I looked at it. I said, if I ever use this driver, me, to use that driver at a golf club, I will be laughed off every course I ever go on to. But it is the most beautiful weapon I've ever seen, so I thank you for that. But we had a great meeting. It lasted forever. It was a very long meeting in Trump Tower. And for some reason, from that moment on, we had developed a really great relationship. And here we are today, and better than ever, and we're going to work together. And it's going to get more and more special, and we're going to work out problems of Japan and problems of the United States, and it's going to be something very, very special for both countries. And I just want to finish by saying that Melania and I today visited the palace. This is a beautiful, beautiful place, and we met two very beautiful people, the Imperial Majesties, the Emperor and the Empress, and spent a long time talking to them today. And there was a lot of love in that room for all of you people, I can tell you, from everyone from Japan. They love the people of Japan. They love this country dearly. And they have great, great respect for your prime minister. And they truly think that your prime minister did very, very well when he decided to marry, or she decided to marry him, Mrs. Abe. but they have great, great respect. I can tell you that. And I just want to conclude by saying that our two great countries will have incredible friendship and incredible success for many centuries to come, not years, not decades, but for many centuries to come. And again, it's an honor to have you as my good friend. And I just want to thank you and Mrs. Abe. This is a very, very special 2 days. We will not forget, and we will be back soon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hard to imagine that several decades ago, the United States was at war with Japan, and Japan was at war with the United States. Listen, things can come to a resolution. There can be reconciliation. And today we're partnering. We have a beautiful alliance. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to close out today's program in prayer. Steve, would you close us out?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in this shift that's happening, not only in America, but also in the world. God, I thank you, Lord, for the strong relationship between Japan and America. And I thank you, Lord, that others are responding. And I thank you, God, for, Lord, this opportunity, Lord, that we're able to respect and honor veterans, God, on Veterans Day. And we recognize, Lord, that freedom is not free, that there is a cost. God, we don't wait just for one day, God, that we just honor and thank you, Lord, for all of those, God, that are defending America 365 days a year. And Lord, we ask you, God, that you would just end abortion, that you would send revival and send a third great awakening, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding. And that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.